Now, amongst all the good wishes we've received for Women's Hour's 60th birthday, which we celebrate tomorrow, one of the most unusual has come from a group of bell ringers. Eight women from the Essex Association of Change Ringers have set out to ring a special peal of bells to mark the anniversary. Ringing a peal, which normally lasts for several hours, is a well-established way of marking a special occasion. If the ringers can keep going non-stop with a combination which has never been rung before, they get the right to name it. It's then recorded in the annals of bell ringing. Louise Adamson met the women as they gathered to ring the peal at All Saints Church in the village of Turling in Essex.
I'm Libby Lawrence from the Essex Association of Change Bell Ringers. I've been organising the peal this morning so that we can name a new method for Women's Hour. Unfortunately, I'm not ringing in it, but I have eight excellent ringers who are all women, of course.
I'm Sue Page and I'm tower captain at All Saints Turling Church. This morning we're going to be attempting a peal, which means ringing over 5,000 changes on the bells, which takes about 2¾ hours.
So it's quite a challenge to do this, isn't it?
Well, it is, because you have to concentrate for that length of time and try not to make any mistakes.
Are you optimistic?
Oh, very, very. We're all regular peel ringers, so hopefully we'll get through it.
I'm Catherine Salter. I've been asked here this morning to conduct the peel attempt that we're going to ring. It is over 5,000 changes, which means that each bell will strike once in a row over 5,000 times. It's my job to call go, to start ringing the method. It's my job to put all the calls in to adjust the order of the bells to make sure that we actually get where we're going to and to keep people right should they go wrong. So no pressure there.
Just to let you know that it's a three-part composition. The last part is, of course, shorter than the rest. So lots of singles. Please pay attention.
Best of luck and see you in 3 hours.
What you do is you start with the bells in order from the highest to the lowest in what we call rounds, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You then mix the bells up into different orders, and each complete run of the bells, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or whatever order they're in, counts as a change or a row. And the objective is to ring over 5,000 different rows, not repeating any of them, until you get back in rounds again.
The name of the peal will be Women's Hour Celebration Surprise Major. The reason why is Women's Hour, because of the programme. Celebration, to celebrate the birthday. Surprise, because that names the kind of method that it is. And then Major dictates the number of bells. There are 8 bells in this peal.
I'm pleased to be part of this special celebration of Women's Hour. I'm a regular listener now since I retired, and listen it either at home or in the car.
I remember Women's Hour from growing up. My mother always used to listen to Radio 4 at home. I don't listen very often nowadays because work prevents me from listening, but I occasionally dip in and out, particularly if I'm travelling at the right time and I can catch it. So when I received a phone call asking if I'd like to come and call this peal, I was really pleased.
So, Libby, it's just coming up to 12 o'clock now and they've been ringing for nearly 2½ hours. How do you think it's going?
I think they'll be quite relaxed with the method now. I think they'll all know it. But they'll be feeling a little bit tired. The knees will be aching, the feet will be aching, and they're probably going to want to go to the loo when they've finished.
They've not got much longer to go, though, have they?
No, they've probably only got about 20 minutes, 25 minutes maximum to go.
I'm Vicky Chapman, and I've been ringing now for 20-something years. Learned to ring when I was about 11. Bit of a family thing, really. My dad learnt to ring. He taught my two sisters. When I turned 11, he taught me.
And what is it that makes it so addictive?
It's the fact that you never know everything. You can never learn everything because someone will come up with a new method or a new way of conducting it. You don't get whole bands of women together very often to ring peals. It's the social aspect, you know, it's all very quiet and very serious when you're in the tower, but generally after ringing, it's all down the pub for a beer.
Catherine, you've just finished. You were the conductor. How did it all go?
It went very well. Everyone rang very well. There were a few people sort of dozed off temporarily or points, but they were picked up pretty quickly. So, yeah, very successful.
You've just finished and you've managed to do it, so how do you feel?
Thrilled, very thrilled indeed. Delighted to ring in such a special event.
Peels are run to celebrate birthdays, weddings, funerals even, special events, as well as just because we want to go and get some fun. Now that the Peel's been named, it's now in the ringing circles and it's out there for everyone to ring. But the best part of it is that maybe we can ring it for other celebrations for Women's Hour in the future, other birthdays and other major events.
Libby Lawrence sending that report by Louise Adamson. And many thanks to everyone who took part and created the Women's Hour Celebration Surprise Major. If you go to our website, you can see a picture of all the ringers.